Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I think we're all guilty of chasing the next bright, shiny thing. Looking at an opportunity from an implementation angle gives us a good heads up for what we're in for. The next step, though, is to compare what we find out with our willingness and abilities. When conducting market assessment, here are two things I look at to compare and contrast. First up, I look at the investment. Two questions here. What's it going to take to be successful? That's why the matrix, like the one I shared, is so helpful. And two, what's it going to take for us to implement those things? Easy or hard? Internal resources, or do we have to hire out? The first question is a reality check. The second question is rarely asked, and that's where the rubber meets the road. I can't tell you how many times clients want to do stuff they are not good at. Then they're surprised when implementation is harder than they thought, which they usually figure out after they've committed a lot of time and money. Now, second, I look at market feasibility. Now that we know the investment, we need to compare that with the impact. Now, most of us just look at the basics: revenue, clients gained. I also look at how a platform or opportunity will influence or impact the sales process. Will it increase our close ratio? Will it pre-qualify those who reach out? This examination answers the question, even if it all works out, is this opportunity worth the investment? It's sad to see how many situations look like failure on the surface because we don't measure the value beneath revenue, such as buy-in for premium pricing. That stuff matters too. Now, the good news is that there's so many places and ways to grow our business. More options than we can even implement. Given the high cost of implementation, though, we need to get really strategic around our choice. And that means dumping our wishful thinking and looking at what's realistic. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.